sound leaked. You are listening to Hacker Voice Radio. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, baby. Oh. Yes, she's yes, 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 and having a buffer overflow. Hacker Voice Radio does it to me every time.
Words. You're listening to Hizzle, Voizzle, Rizzle, for Shizzle, My Nizzle.
Bitch.
We have a very special guest on the show tonight. He's well known for his love and devotion to Bill Gates. Furthermore, than even his wife, it is the one and only Skizzle.
What's up, my dog?
Shit, man, you're back.
Yeah, I'm back. Woot.
I can't say we missed you, but then
you didn't miss me anyway.
We did.
Did you?
Yeah.
You just loved me
in bed,
guy.
Guy.
Oh, I miss you all too.
Oh.
Oh,
So what's happening? What have I missed?
Let's say, maybe like, I don't know, 40, 50 episodes.
Shit.
Yeah, quite a lot, man.
Much.
Quite a lot, yeah.
I need to seriously catch up. I'm still looking at that side, that Ionic
side.
From Gazoogle.
It's fucking awesome.
And, oh, it's just fucking hilarious. I'm just reading through the front page.
Yeah.
Tizzy Telcos, Tizzy over the system, VT, and they're out crazy, prices, Tizzy they change, hola.
Okay,
oh,
wait.
God.
Tim Bootalicious Hacker Steve Wozniak, creator of the Apple computer, cause I'm fresh out the pen, Tizzle my nigga is a his snack. Yeah, yeah, baby.
You need a copy paste to shove it in the safe.
That is the first time Steve Wozniak has ever been referred to Pimp Bootalicious Hacker.
Well, I can hear myself.
Word.
So, content.
Shut up.
Since when was that a concern?
You see, I asked him in Google Talk, and I was like, what's content for tonight? And he was like, you.
Yeah. Well, okay. I mean, come on. You know, you're up to some major shit, man. And,
yeah.
So just thought, you know, we might want to share this with the rest of the listeners and stuff like that.
Well, Skype, like, I certainly haven't missed that. So, would you want to know about the project?
Well, I mean, I can hear most of it in the background.
Yeah. what you can actually hear there is five beasts sitting on my desk. doing fuck all at the moment because my code is kind of shit, but I'm getting there. But what we're actually doing is we're creating a massively multiplayer online game. It is like way much more work than what I thought, and we've finally decided on the architectural decisions.
Right.
We're going to be using Windows Server 2003 Release 2,
mm-hmm.
which we've already pre-ordered a license for.
Right.
That's going to be on a... Well, we'll start off with that's got to be on a four-unit blade. It right. was two, but then we've got an extra two. So we could see how well our server software will scale,
mm-hmm.
Which at the moment doesn't.
So, I mean, so all the guys out there that have absolutely no idea what you're actually talking about now, what is the actual... I mean, I know what's happening, but do you want to explain
okay.
as to the process of what you're doing or what you're trying to achieve, and also how long this you might think this will take?
Well, for how long it's got to take at least 5 years in development.
Right.
Simply because we've never done anything like this before.
Mm-hmm.
There's two coders, me and Russell,
mm-hmm.
and he's pretty shit at the moment. You know, he's never written a piece of C++ in his life, so I'm kind of teaching him as we're going along.
Hello, world.
Yeah, that kind of helps.
Yeah.
But what we're doing is it's going to be a... It's like with most games, so like for example, World of Warcraft, it's based purely on land. Mm-hmm. And then other games like EVE Online, it's based purely in space. But what we're doing is we're taking the space-based sci-fi, and then we're taking the fantasy-based storylines, and then we're just bringing them together so we can have space and land. And what you'll be able to do is, and we've actually figured out a good system for this, is you'll be actually be able to go from space onto land without using loading screens or using like a docking gate or stupid stuff like that.
Mm.
One of the guys that's actually helped me with that is a guy who's creating another MMO called Infinity. And he's kind of spilled the beans on how he's got to do it, so I kind of stole it. But
awesome.
The development process is very, very long. The very first thing we've had to do is decide on the architectural decisions to exactly what we're going to be using. SQL Server 2005, Windows, program that uses the .NET framework version 2.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all got legit copies of Visual Studio 2005 now, which is nice. I've never done any serious Windows programming before, so it's nice to use it.
Yeah.
I know Ionix is kind of gritting his teeth at the moment, but yeah, you should try it. What else was I going to say? What we're going to be doing is we're going to be integrating a scripting language, Python, but more in particular stackless Python, because it will allow us to use micro-threading in order to make our applications a lot more efficient. Let's put it this way, if we actually do this just doing C++, we're going to need like 150 blade servers all running about 90% CPU.
Yeah.
So that's not a good thing, but by using stackless Python for high-level game logic, we can actually cut that down to about 20% per CPU.
Wow.
So we've done a lot of load testing and looked at previous models that's happened. Basically, what a lot of things that we've been doing is research.
Mm.
And past few weeks have been like serious code and stuff. We started creating the developer tools, such as a remote administrator, which will allow us to access the server. The server software itself would only be a service on the Windows 2003 machines, and then we will access it through a remote administrator, so we've been getting that up and running.
Wait a minute.
What?
Did I just hear you were running Server 2003 on these?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you've been a busy little scoby.
Yes, a very busy little scoby. But what's some of the things we've been trying to do? So one of the first ideas we had, we were going to create the graphics engine first, but then we realised that's a lot more hassle than what it's worth. So what we're going to do is we're going to create all the game content.
Yeah, render everything in ASCII.
That'd be cool. That'd be really fun. That might be an option.
Yeah.
For people in Linux, that'll be an option. See Ionix and his ASCII ship. That'd be cool, I'm gonna do that. Oh god, the list just keeps getting longer and longer.
Yeah.
What else was I saying? Right, this server software. It's simply just a service that's gonna be running in the background, remotely admin to it. And when we log into the server, it'll be like a Linux style console that we'll get. So that's pretty cool. I kind of done that out of, you know, geekiness.
Yeah.
So that's pretty nice. And that will allow us to directly affect game logic whilst the server is running without having to reboot it or do other things, which means it will allow us to do really extensive hotfixes.
Yeah.
Without having to actually reboot the servers. So that's, or have any downtime, so that's a big thing. And it will also help in using stackless Python. It allows us to scale much larger than we've been able to do before. Well, what we thought we'd be able to do before. And it makes it a whole lot easier.
Awesome.
And client development will start in a year from now. Hopefully. And then that's when we'll start on the game engine,
the beta.
The renderer.
Yeah.
Sorry?
What about the alphas and the betas?
Oh, 2010.
Yeah?
Minimum.
Blimey. Okay. Awesome project, man. I hope everything goes well, and I hope you actually stick with it. And find the patience and the, I don't know, determination to actually do something like this for such a long time. And
determination's there.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a, you know, it sounds like a small team, and it sounds like a really cool thing to be involved with. You know, I just wish I had the time to even ponder something like that. But, yeah.
I mean, I thought it'd be best doing it just now because it'd also look better, you know, if I had really cool code samples at uni.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm going to uni in 2 years, so it helps a lot.
Yeah, definitely. So in the news this week, on Sunday, a oil reserve factory thingy
blew
the fuck up. I don't know if this would affect you, Planet. I don't know if you're anywhere close to there.
Yeah.
You are? Yeah. I mean, I woke up that Sunday morning, took a look outside my window, and saw this great plume of smoke rising and covering the entire horizon in black death. And I thought to myself, okay, something must have happened, like a nuclear bomb or something. And I thought, fuck it, you know, I'm not dead, so I might as well just go back to bed. And I fell asleep. I woke up to...
not Winston Churchill.
No, I woke up 2 hours later and turned the news on, and I found out what was actually happening. But how close do you live to that thing? Because I know you're in the, somewhere in the Midlands or wherever.
Kind of East Anglia. Quite a bit north. I think you're probably actually closer than
us
to Hemel Hempstead.
Yeah,
But I didn't actually find out about this until today.
Well, right.
Because Sunday I didn't switch on the TV. I played computer games, so I wasn't on any online news sites. Mm. So I was just kind of incommunicado. And one of the guys from work came in today and was telling me about all this, and I thought he was taking the piss, to be honest. I was like, yeah, sure, this great big thing blew up, yeah, that's great. Look, I've got to get on with some stuff, mate. So, yeah. And I checked out BBC site, and they've got a shitload of cool stuff there on it. First-hand reports of people who live in the area, and all kinds of photos, and a lot of information there. It's very, very good.
Mm.
Very good reporting. And he actually said he lives quite a few miles away, about 20, 30 miles away.
Right.
And this happened at 6 a.m.
Yeah, in the morning.
When it blew up.
That's right.
And it woke his kids up.
Bloody hell.
That's how he heard about it, because, boom, it's 20, 30 miles away, boom, the kids hear it, they start going, ah! And it's 6 in the morning, so that's the last thing the guy needed.
But I mean, I just saw this huge mushroom of smoke, black smoke, thinking it's like the apocalypse or something. I was like, well, I haven't turned into ash yet, so I guess everything's okay. I really can't be bothered to deal with this now. It's too warm and cozy, I'm going back to bed. and I said this to my girlfriend, and she was like half awake and everything, and so I just went back to bed, woke up 2 hours later, figured out what was happening, and then just carried on with my life as normal. I mean, I'm just thinking, like, the whole fucking, you know, environmental issues with this, because this has been burning for like 2 days now. Tomorrow's going to be the third day that it's going to be burning. There's quite a lot of fucking, you know, fuel getting used up there and straight up into the atmosphere. And what we're getting, the reports that we're getting in London, for you guys that aren't aware, in the US and all over the world, is that, everything's fine. Nothing's wrong. Trust me. There is no environmental problems. If you've got asthma, lock yourselves up and listen to the radio. That's basically what the government is saying. If you've got any breathing problems, you should stay indoors. But everybody else, you're fine. Yeah, it's going to be okay. I really don't believe that. I think it's complete bullshit. There's like hundreds of tons of raw oil and kerosene and petrol being burnt. It's straight up going fucking... You can see it from space, man. It's not like a fucking bushfire. It's not like, you know, somebody set a mountain of tires on fire or something, man. This is like huge on a large scale. So I think somebody somewhere has their facts wrong.
Or they're just fucking lying to us.
Yeah, I think they're lying.
Ah, what a surprise.
Yeah, I think they're lying.
Yeah.
Chernobyl explosion never, you know, caused any environmental impact to the Western world.
Apart from all the three-legged children.
Yeah.
No, and that's those hundreds of thousands of gallons of industrial waste and sewage that were washed into the ocean from New Orleans. There's no problem.
No, no problem.
And all those reports of toxic tides.
You know what, man? I just can't wait for this. I can't wait for this shit to start raining. Because when this starts raining on people, man, this is going to be acid rain on a big scale. Because acid rain is a normal presence in heavily polluted countries such as, you know, like Italy, let's say, for example, where their historical buildings that have been around for many thousands of years, if not decades, have started to literally melt because this acid rain is wearing away on the limestone and all the other kind of whatever stones they use. And this is in a concentrated area. Currently the wind is blowing northeast. But before these 2 days, it was actually not. There wasn't a lot of wind around, and the whole mushroom stayed in one place. So I'm thinking that when it starts raining, the shit's gonna fall on the ground and contaminate pools and contaminate crops and people, and you know, it's gonna get everywhere. It's gonna be pretty messy.
I
really don't give a fuck if that sounds really strange, but what really gets on my tits is the fact that they're saying, oh, everything's fine, you know, don't worry about it, just continue with your normal life, you know.
I'm actually very surprised they didn't blame it on terrorists, just to give them an artist, just to
at the beginning,
more of a race.
At the beginning, they said, oh, it could be a terrorist thing, but then they were like, oh, no, somebody really did fuck up this time, we can't blame it, you know, there's too much evidence against, so we can't blame it on a terrorist, you know, somebody really screwed up.
What was it, somebody smoking or something?
Yeah, somebody was smoking a spliff and...
They're going to use this as part of their anti-smoking campaign.
Yeah. No, I don't think anybody who's smoking, I think they're just really fucked up. You know, didn't do any security checks or safety checks or whatever. And this thing must have been leaking constantly, inflammable gases must have been leaking for a long time. And something happened to ignite them when this whole thing turned into a fucking fireball.
Yeah, you'd think they'd have some, like, multiple fail-safes or something.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the whole kind of, the way they keep this stuff from blowing up is it's covered with water because it kind of floats on a layer of water, and there's heavier liquids. The heavier the liquid, it will actually sink.
Sink to the bottom.
Exactly. And the water, there's like a layer of water above. And depending on what kind of... on what it is, it depends where it'll be, if the water will be above or at the bottom. And so something must have happened, not in the actual reservoir tanks, but in the pipes or the way that the fuel is transported across the facility, that started leaking these fuels. And they do have sniffers, like alarms or detectors, to actually detect how much of this gas is being expelled. If there's a high concentration of this gas, then alarms should go off. Now, it looks like if there was an alarm, that this alarm actually triggered the fucking explosion, you know? It's just like a little hammering away at this, like, rusty, I don't know, bell, and it just started sparking and blew the whole thing up, I guess.
Well, this is one of the things in the story. They were saying... as soon as they get it under control and they manage to put it all out.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the stories I've been reading today say this is like the worst fire in England since World War II.
Yeah, yeah.
When we're having the Luftwaffe come over every night, bombing the shit out of us.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so there were some pretty big fires there, and this is apparently the first biggest one since then.
Yeah.
But this story I was reading on the BBC says when they do get it under control, because they don't know what the fuck they're doing, they've not seen anything like this in a generation. When they manage to do it, get it all out. They're going to start sending the health and safety blokes over to try and find out what went wrong.
Yeah.
Now, this is a massive, massive explosion and a shitload of fire that's still going on right now as
we speak. Everything would
have
been melted.
What's going to be left? Mm. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, good luck with the forensics on that job, boys, because there's going to be fuck all there.
Well, from this ash, I can assume that somebody set something on fire and I mean, yeah, exactly. Everything, like, literally would be just, like, completely wiped out because this thing is very hot and it would just, like, melt, like, metal and whatever. I mean, it would just be fucking melted. I don't even... probably melt glass, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking psychos, man.
What, you really see the front pages of the newspapers today, they are all united on pretty much the same story, that something's gone bang.
Yeah.
And the photos are really, really exceptional, just with just how big the fire is.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
the massive smoke.
It was awesome. It was, yeah. I mean, the whole, the amount of, the size of it is just fucking awesome. It was, it's huge. You can fucking... I don't know. It literally covered the horizon. It was like day turned into night, literally, within a few minutes. So, yeah, it's pretty scary.
That is very, very scary.
Yeah.
Mad stuff.
But, yeah. Fucking news.
Evil deals.
See, you know, that's why you shouldn't let noobs play around with oil and gas.
And that just...
No playing with fire.
Yeah.
You can just imagine the sort of things I've got to say of, fuel has to go up, that was our fucking oil for it. Just another excuse to fucking taxes and something else.
I see gas prices rising.
Yeah.
Oh, lordy, yes.
Thank God we booked our flights before this fucker went up, because if we booked them after, then we'd have to pay so much more on the fucking terrorism charges.
Jeez.
Well, they've already come out and said, please don't start panic buying. There's going to be a short local problem with fuel and whatnot, but it is going to be very small, very short, and just in this small area. However, that's never stopped people from panic buying before, because we can't trust what the
news
tells us.
Yeah, when you tell, like, people not to panic, what the fuck do you think they're going to do?
Panic more.
Yeah, don't panic. Don't panic. Everything's going to be okay. Ah!
Your government
wants
you.
Fuck.
We've got it under control. So, petrol prices will go up.
Yeah.
Because there will be panic buying, and that's just...
Don't panic, because if you do, we'll run out of gas.
Yeah.
We're going to run out of gas?
Holy shit!
I better go buy all I can.
I mean, this...
They said that was like the fifth largest oil depot in the UK, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Sounds right. I mean, this happened after the hurricanes in the US. Over here, the petrol prices, I mean, over there in the US for you guys, I know it went nuts, but even over here, we felt the grunt of it, because the petrol prices went through the roof for no reason whatsoever. Just the day it happened, right, we might have a shortage in gas. Okay, hike up the prices, fuck them all. And then it turns out there wasn't any shortage, and the prices have actually fallen down since. Now, that's been quite a short time, relatively speaking, since that happened, and since the petrol prices have come back down to what we'd call normal. And that's all because of the panicking. It's going to happen over the next few weeks again.
Do you remember when they had that petrol strike?
Oh, lordy, yes.
Yeah.
In 2000?
Yeah, when all those fucking, what are they called, the trucks and
protesters.
Stuff.
Aye.
Yeah, they all blocked up the roads and didn't let any of the tankers go through. I thought that was awesome, man. I thought it was
Do you know what was the funniest thing that was about it, though?
What?
Tony Blair they had a press conference and they said to everybody, don't worry, there's light at the end of the tunnel. Tony is a cunt in a bike!
I liked it anyway. I think with the old petrol protest, I've got to say, I did support that.
Yeah,
it was a minor inconvenience for everyone. Yeah. But every single person you spoke to, or at least every single person I spoke to about it, was in full support of it. Because petrol prices were getting out of control, and here's a bunch of guys who stood up for the rights and said no, bollocks to it.
Hmm.
You know, we're going to park our truck right across your gateway, and you can't get out. Now, what do you want to do about it? You know, you still live in some kind of democracy, so you can't shoot me. You're bollocksed. No one could get any petrol. But everyone kind of made do, you know. We all really pulled together, even where I work, small firm. But there's no petrol in town. And every now and then, one of these petrol lorries would get through and fuel up one petrol station. And we'd have people out at lunch breaks all over town in different areas.
With straws.
Yeah, siphoning gas. You know, stabbing people. If one of us found a petrol garage that was open, they'd fuel up the car, come straight back to it and go, right, this is where the petrol garage is, go now, you five go out, we can spare you.
Yeah.
You lot come back,
go
out the next five. You know, people really pulled together, it's really cool.
Yeah.
And we all just supported people standing up for their rights, and hopefully it's something we'll see more of. Haven't really seen it since.
No.
You know, such a big mass public demonstration of people
I think
no,
they should do
bollocks.
A turnip strike. And just have loads of people just, like, going out trying to buy loads of turnips.
Yeah. Power to the turnips.
Yeah. The silent voice of the turnips.
Oh, God.
The fuck?
I don't know.
Turnip prices going through the roof or something.
I don't know. You know how these weird kind of internet crazes go about, so I just thought I'd like to set one up.
Turnips?
Yeah, save the turnips. with loads of people with, like, forum signatures and shit like that. I don't know. Oh, I hope.
Information wants to be enslaved. It's the turnips that want to be free.
Yeah. Bukkake.
Well, I've got a mini mad science roundup.
Yeah?
Yeah. The first site is TeslaDownUnder.com. I'm posting in the IRC channel with that right here. This is a gentleman who's interested in basically high voltage experiments, pulse power, lasers, maglev, all that kind of fun stuff. In the page there, the front page, there's this lovely picture of him outside of his garage with basically a Tesla coil zapping everything.
Is that real?
Real? Yeah.
Holy fuck, that's cool. Hold on, man.
Yeah, that's not like a touched up doctored image. That is a Tesla coil doing what it does best.
Yeah, I mean, that geezer, Tesla, he was fucking... the stuff he could do... I mean, his image was to transmit electricity over air. So basically you could, like, power New York from, I don't know, Russia or something like that. No, actually, that's a bad example.
Space.
Yeah. I don't know, these things don't work. But yeah, I mean, the stuff that Tesla did was fucking awesome. I mean, he was a wizard of those days, and I'm quite happy to actually see this guy recreating and trying to experiment with some of this stuff. And for his time, you know, this guy was a genius. He actually came from Croatia. He was married to a Serbian woman. And he was, I think, one of my favorite number one crazy inventors.
He invented AC electricity.
Yeah.
How about one of the lasers?
You went to the laser site?
I want a real gun as well, that'd be so cool.
Yeah, rail guns are really awesome.
Ah, interesting you should mention that. Which brings me to my next mad scientist.
Which is my
mad science group.
Railgun.
It's www.coilgun.ru.
Oh, I know that one, yeah.
As soon as you see an RU domain, you know that website's going to be good.
Oh yeah, it's always going to be good. If you scroll all the way down, they have what looks like an M14 assault rifle, which has been modified to be a coil gun.
Wow.
Swing.
Do you have to be drunk to visit RU domains?
Yes, I think it's a we're probably violating the terms of service for the RU domains right now.
Like Planet said, it is full of porn.
It's what, sorry?
RU domains are full of porn.
Yeah, they are, and full of, like, Russian unreadable text.
And Russian wives.
Who's looking at the text?
RussianWives.com from
text?
eBay.
I thought those were pictures.
Brides.ru.
Yeah. I wonder how much a Russian bride is, and if how much shipping and packaging is. I mean, personally...
Let's see if we can find any. I don't think they actually put the prices on the website. Not that I've checked.
I mean, I hope that, like, the one you're actually bidding for is the one that turns up instead of this, like,
18 stone woman called Helga.
18 stone woman with a monobrow and hair where there shouldn't be.
Aww.
With, like, fucking more muscular... And than you. Yeah, like wah.
And she has a penis.
No.
She's bigger than yours.
No, she doesn't have a penis, but her clitoris is so deformed from the steroids that she could probably fuck you with it.
Oh, okay, there was a
have
line
you seen
there.
Pictures like that?
You just passed it.
I'm not talking from experience, by the way.
Yeah.
I think we just passed our
good
PG rating.
Yeah, the network's gonna start censoring us. All right. Well, moving right along. The next site I just posted is a really cool site where you can basically just move this little circle around a map of the sky, and you get some of the ultra deep field photographs obtained by the Hubble telescope.
Ooh.
The deepest view into space that humankind has had to date. And there's some pretty beautiful things out there.
Is there any, like, alien porn?
Yeah. If you scroll to, like, the upper right quadrant, I think there's a star system there that, like, the stars form the shape of, like, an alien vagina or something.
Wow. Is there pictures of Uranus?
That's not deep space.
I'm sure it is.
It's on the Hacker Boys forums.
All right, well, maybe yours is deep space.
I'm sure your one is deep space.
Oh, yeah.
How
yeah.
deep in this... Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
9 inches deep.
I've searched the entire quadrant, I can't find it.
Oh, no. Planet shopping.
That's another thing about our game. The... Star systems are in the exact positions where they're supposed to be, which means you can go to like Alpha Centauri, Polaris, and all these other star systems. I was telling you about that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
That's taken a lot of work.
Yeah.
You should contact old David Braben at Frontier Developments. That's what they did in Frontier. Game that came out early 90s, sequel to the original Elite. So I don't know if he'd be willing to share that information, but they had to map kind of the local star systems.
This thing
kind
just
known star systems near Earth.
This thing just looks so fake, man. I mean, I had this application where you can draw your own galaxy and stuff, and this looks just like it. Like, they just, like, fucking fucked around with that. Did, like, a little random thing, set a few little solar systems in there, a few suns. Yeah, it just looked really fake.
You think?
Yeah, man. I mean, how the hell would you actually know if it was real or not?
I sure don't.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying.
All right,
I mean,
well,
maybe it's just
NASA up with it.
Maybe it's just so beautiful for you know, for my comprehension, and that it's actually real. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being a cunt.
Well, but that's that possibility.
Yeah. A slight chance.
Blue Planet's posted a link.
Has he?
Yeah.
Of Anastasia.
Where's that?
There's no price tag, though.
I know.
What?
What's that in the forums?
Or, I know. 20th of November, 1987.
Oh, in that other IRC. That old IRC.
What other IRC?
This girl just turned 18.
The shitty hacks, the shitty Dalnet IRC.
No.
No, the one you host.
On the HVNet.
Is it?
Yeah.
I can't see anything that he posted. Oh, no, no. I'm so stupid. Fuck's sake.
Yes. Yes, you are.
See, it says my name, and then the link.
And then where you say something. This is why nobody sends me any fucking emails, because they've all been idiots.
She's just turned 18, so...
Oh, fuck yeah. Where do I pay? She's only 50 kilograms, man. That's going to cost to ship.
Yeah, shipping on that one's gonna be a bitch.
That'll be fine.
Oh, that's fine.
Bukake. Interest.
Bukake.
Marital stasis. Never been married.
I want one of these.
She wants a 19 to 25 year old. Ka-ching! I like where this is going.
How many do they have in stock?
Yeah.
Alexandra. Ooh, she
I'll
knows.
Take two.
She likes these physical activities, travelling and the gym.
Ooh.
Mm.
Travelling to the gym. Travelling right. From the gym.
My personal traits are confident, smart, honest, kind, sociable, communicative, sensitive, gentle, careful, optimistic, romantic. I like the kinds of music, all kinds. So what if I'm like into really hardcore Nazi death metal?
She loves it.
Yeah.
She better do it, says so on the form.
More about me after communication. I usually read novels, poetry, newspapers, and magazines. Okay.
Some really ugly ones in here.
I read newspapers and magazines. Edit. Oh, so I can edit her stuff. Oh, cool.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Type in the password for user. Okay. Blah blah blah. Password. I'll just use her thingy.
Soviet forever.
I am Russia. Let's see if this works.
Planet of naked chicks in this.
Try again. What's Russian for... What's password for Russian? No, what's Russian for password?
Rus.
Rus,
R-U-S.
Oh, man. I need to learn some more Russian.
Oh god, there's one.
Yeah, yours is
exactly like my ex.
Oh, she is cute.
That'd be cool.
Like your green eyes, that one.
Which Russian shall I pick? I'll have that one. Which one?
Those are price tags.
The most depressing looking one will be the most subliminal.
The sexiest one,
subliminal.
No, not
ooh,
subliminal.
Ooh, she's a swinger, right?
She will
tits
be.
On that.
Fuck, she's got some tits on her. And
oh, Sapphire isn't listening.
58 kilograms of pure tits. See, she's 58. I bet that 8 kilograms is just like the extra weight on the tits.
Probably. Oh, she looks about 14. What the hell?
Rawness.
she is as well.
Oh, fuck.
It's Russia.
Anything goes.
I'm on this one.
They're supporting a lot of women.
My favorite meal, vodka.
Vodka and turnips.
Yes, but then you wake up the next day with the vodka flu.
Yeah, vodka and turnips.
There's some absolute honeys on here.
Yeah.
If you mash vodka and turnips together in a blender, you make a good smoothie.
My city is Petrovolska. I've never been married. I have no kids. My language is intermediate English, relationshipable, gentle, careful, responsible, disco pop.
Who cares? Doesn't have to talk.
Let's find some hacksaw chicks on this.
That's not
yeah, right.
For.
Hicks sell themselves on the internet all the time.
Yeah. Wait, I mean, there's some like.
Include owning those.
Planet, you're a hacksaw chick, aren't you?
My interests are.
Hack straight to Gibson.
Yeah.
Oh, Schwing. How old is she? Ooh, 19. She didn't look it.
See, I'm looking for one that doesn't speak English.
She likes aerobatics, so she must be a really good pilot.
She was talking about in the bedroom.
Swings and all.
This one's quite sexy. I wouldn't mind this one.
You better hope Sapphire's not listening to
which one's that?
I'll encrypt the screen.
What about the stream?
The stream, yeah. I'll encrypt it.
This one's naked.
Oh, close the link. Wow.
She looks like sexy Darth Vader.
I want a Wookiee. Nice and furry. They're all like furry, aren't they? Because they got to keep warm, I guess. With their, like, they grow their armpit hair.
Ew.
So this is looking.
What does Lassie here looks like Rachel Lee Cook?
Fucking hell, man! Oh, nice link.
Which one?
Ionix. Yeah, fuck yeah! I mean, she's gonna have fucking hits, man.
Oh, I saw that one.
I hope she puts on some clothes before she gets on the plane.
Yeah, well, fucking mail order now. What, does she like?
Is that how they arrive?
Does she come in a box or something?
Bubble wrap.
Self-assembly.
Watch this, it'll be like pickup only.
The leg bone. Like, the leg bone is connected to the hip bone.
It'll be pickup only, and it'll be like, fuck, that's an easy movement. It's like something I have to pick up in.
Oh, fuck off! Fucking planet life.
I've given one.
Oh man, off of that site. Oh, you cunt. Where the fuck did you find her?
Stop talking about my wife like that.
Oh, for fuck's.
Oh, that's raw.
She's got a tat.
Surely there's like some sort of. She's got a what?
She's got a mustache. Click on the picture where she's holding a rose.
Mate, there's got to be some
you
fucking.
Can see it in the regular. Oh my god.
There has to be some sort of fucking screening process.
Oh, there's
Victoria.
I think the admin was asleep that day.
Interest. Bleaching my mustache.
Yeah.
Sick. There's one here smoking a cigar.
Okay, wait. I like these physical activities. Dancing, okay.
Yeah.
Shaping?
What the fuck is
what
shaping?
Is shaping?
Shaving, I think she meant. She's the girl of your dream. Like, no, that's girl of my nightmares.
Here you go. Here's a right daughter.
Yeah.
She's the girl of my dream.
Feast your eyes on that.
Coming after me, and then something drops on her, and the hot chick, like, comes around the corner.
She's 62K.
That's low bandwidth.
Don't know why, yeah.
Deep joke.
Have you seen Arena?
I'm looking for a girl, maybe 200K plus.
Nice fat pipe.
I mean, some of these are pretty fucking awesome, man.
Oh my god, Scobie.
Scobie, don't do that.
Fuck me.
Do you see what she put down for weight? She's more than that.
Let's see.
Oh man, this is a stoner.
Where the hell do you find these Ionic, man? Have you got some, like, beautiful filter or something?
Check that one.
Yeah, it's an advanced
PhD. Oh, fuck off!
Is that your granny?
Mate! I'm gonna kill you. This is like fucking 2,000 kilograms, man.
Scobie's got like the version of the PHP filter that I have, except it's like completely opposite.
Yeah.
It filters out even the most like. Do I dare? Do I dare to even look? Oh yeah.
You wanna.
Oh, let me tap that ass.
She's a Gemini?
Very quiet.
She's from Germany?
Because she's dead.
She's a daughter 20. And she should be in this fucking.
I puked up in my mouth a little.
Age group of a partner 40 to 60.
Hey, whatever floats your boat, man.
Advanced search, boys. Advanced search.
Boys. I'm looking for a nice little Russian boy.
A boy order bride.
To do my evil bidding on eBay.
Check that shit.
Oh,
hey man,
no
spamming the IRC. Oh, you're fucking kidding me!
Wait, wasn't that some movie?
Fuck off!
That's the guy from Fargo.
That's the guy.
Ionis, by the way, see that last link you put on? Nice.
That's the guy that stands in front of primary schools waiting for girls to come out.
Oh wait, Planet's posted one.
That is most definitely a registered sex offender.
Oh, fuck off, Planet!
Hey, it's Wally!
Oh no. I don't want
let's go back to
click
the
on
ladies.
This, but I
the lovely ladies.
Can't resist.
Oh, fuck.
Peter.
Oh, no, another one.
No.
Just one bit more. No more.
I'm sweating here, man.
I think my stomach is trying to leap up and throttle my brain out of its agony.
Wait, I've got one for you guys. that I've just found, and another one, actually. Oh, my God! This one's actually quite nice. I won't give you that one. But she's a bit aged.
Here you go. I have one that will trump. Oh, this will trump everything.
I bet. What the fuck are these?
Ionic always finds the nice ones.
Yeah.
Check out his name.
Oh, dude.
Oh, Ionic, she is hot, Lolita. Yeah. What's the chances that's a real name? I'm contacting her.
I wonder what...
Email her and just be like, I want more pictures.
I wonder what...
$49.95? Fuck off, I'm not paying that for.
I wonder what our listeners are thinking.
Well,
have you seen my bottom line?
The prime reason to be in the IRC channel,
yeah, exactly,
while the show is going on.
Yeah, this is why it's live, bitches.
Because otherwise, this show's not going to make a hell of a lot of sense.
Oh, that's horrible, man. Natalia.
The very bottom line?
Scared.
She's got a baby as well. That's, I mean, like, fucking, just like... mail order mother.
Lyle looks at the new one.
Mail order MILF.
Yeah. Oh, this one's nice. Fuck yeah. Wait up. I'm going to send you this little link. But she's 38, though. I mean, she's not...
She's talented.
Yeah. She's definitely talented, yeah.
When is she not?
Blimey, Ionix, man. What filter are you running?
I know, fuck.
It's my eyes. I just have good taste.
Is that Posh Spice?
Yeah.
Fucking looks like it.
Fucking, she looks expensive, man.
That one looks expensive.
Yeah. She looks like
well,
top of the range.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. Oh, she's wrote a lot as well.
Yeah, I don't
my
like the ones
Valeria.
That...
My name is Valeria. I am a professional interpreter, and I want to find my soulmate through this dating service.
Fucking right. Find more than a soulmate.
Yeah. That's great. Like, she's obviously intelligent, but also extremely naive.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll probably find the bottom of a fucking suitcase the way you're going.
Find a bunch of perverts like us.
Yeah. Blimey, she's got her tits out and everything. Shit, she looks like my sister. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah.
That is my sister.
Shit, that is my sister.
What are you doing in Russia?
I had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with it.
Oh my God. You see that second picture, the one where she's looking at the camera? Well, she's looking at the camera all the time, but she fucking, that's my sister, man.
Sorry.
Can I come and stay at your house?
Yeah.
By the way, right, if that's your sister,
nah,
what's her number?
I'm not saying that is my sister, but that's what she looks like.
Well, if your sister looks like that,
that's what
you
would say.
I mean, and my little sister as well. She's only like, how is she now? 17,
18. Oh, this is no fair number. Get out of there. Hey. You've got hot sisters and you're no shedding.
Well, if you've got a plane trip to Russia, then yeah.
Here's my birthday Friday. Oh, party.
Yeah, it's his birthday, man. Give him one of your sisters.
Yeah, I'll wrap
don't
her up.
Mean.
Can I have your sisters a present?
Yeah,
alright, come on. This is just getting rude.
Come on, it's Christmas.
Well, here's one.
Most wonderful time. Thank
Come
you.
On, you're taking up my bandwidth. Fuck's sake. I mean, how would you like... If you had, like, a Russian bride, I guess... She'd be, like, cooking you borscht and shit like that, man, you know? I mean, you'd have to, like, acclimatise to the British warm weather.
If I had a Russian bride, she wouldn't be a fucking bed, that's for sure.
I mean, first of all...
I think this one was mislabeled.
Which one was mislabeled?
This one. And can you believe she's between 18 and 20 years old?
That one's not too bad. That was quite nice, actually.
She stole my glasses.
Like this one.
Not the lot, not the... Oh, fuck!
That's the one we're talking about.
I threw up, man. Just a little. That one makes baby Jesus cry.
She's got the exact same glasses as me.
That'll teach me to click on links.
Oh. You gotta click on the ones that I'm posting.
Yeah.
Fuck.
The thing is, I have a little bit of bad stuff, and then your remedy.
Jesus. Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah, man. Holy shit.
Alex, you're picking my Russian bride.
Hacker Voice Radio, the porno show.
Man, I gotta get my ass to Russia, man. I wonder if you can get, like, an American bride.
I doubt it.
They're all like fucking.
If you do, it's gonna be an Appalachian woman.
No, it'll cost you a lot to get to fly her over because you have to buy 3 plane tickets for the seats.
No blow.
And, like, Ionix is just saying nothing because he agrees with me.
Ionix's links shall be viewed in Hottie Vision.
Somebody's just registered on the forums.
Hooray.
Oh, good.
Just about to validate their account. Spooge. Some guy called Spooge has just joined us. Okay.
Welcome, Spooge.
Welcome, Spooge.
You pure bastard.
May you have a spooging time. You might as well fucking call yourself Bukkake, man.
Yeah, really.
Bukkake!
Hey, this one's named Olga, and it looks like she's got a pretty badass tattoo on her thigh.
Olga. Anyone called Olga, you know you're in trouble, man. Mature sex.
I don't know, all the Olgas that I've known have actually been, like, super hot.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Why?
Man, you've got some... Oh, fuck off! Sammy,
that's just fucking nasty.
In an attempt to keep my sanity, I'm just not clicking on any of Scoby's links.
He's a bad man.
Now I have to go back to it so I can... Say...
so we can bookmark it for later.
I got
my
way
eyes.
Olga's not too bad.
I don't that shit.
Yeah. She looks like a wild one.
Yeah, don't mind that Olga, do I? Yeah.
Oh, Olga. Olga. Olga.
Shut up.
Faster.
Alright, slower, slower, slower.
Too late.
Too fast.
It's your fault.
You were too fast, fucking bitch.
I seem to have hit an ugly.
That Elena's not
I'm not clicking on this.
Freaky
one.
Grannies, what the fuck?
I'm not clicking on anything with freaky grannies.
It's still
click.
It's still fucking loading for me. Ah!
That was a good one. I'm making up for it now.
Okay. You'll hurt me.
I don't know what's more disturbing, the images there, or the fact that, like, Scobie's finding them.
Yeah.
That's what we do in college when we're bored.
This is just off the top.
You just look for pictures of hideous old grandmas.
Wait, that Veronica one, she's quite nice.
Oh, here's our eighth daughter.
Blimey. Freaky grannies.
This show is brought to you by Freaky Grannies.
Freaking grannies. That's what I thought it said. I thought it would just, like, see some grannies freaking telco. That was sadly...
Oh,
this
you
one's from Kazakhstan. Ekaterina. Personality traits.
Dang.
Serious, confident, calm, purposeful, smart, responsible, loyal. Flexible.
Ouch.
Sociable, communicative.
Oh, fucking hell, man. That one doesn't look too good, man. Whoever posted that, I think it was Scobie. It was probably Scobie.
Which one?
So it looks a bit damaged.
That's wrong,
okay, I haven't been posted any damaged-looking chick.
She looks like she fell off the back of a fucking lorry when she was born.
Bus.
Ooh, what's this?
URL not found. What do you mean URL not
found? URL not found.
URL not found.
I want my Russian brides.
Oh, nice. Ekaterina.
Is that one of mine?
No, that's one of fucking Onyx's, man. Well, you haven't posted a single nice one. Anyway, this one's from Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is that? Some space country.
You don't know where Kazakhstan is?
Well, I know, but they launch, southern Russia or something. They launch missiles there, don't they?
Oh, you know, I heard the funniest, like, sort of expression or saying or quote, I guess.
Yeah.
The other day. It was, war is God's way of teaching Americans geography.
Oh, wow. Scobie, thank you. You have, repaid your sins.
With
the last one that he posted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have repaid.
I'm afraid to click on any of these.
You've replenished your sins.
Julia.
See, I'm only posting good ones now.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to get those nasty images of Google Images out of my head.
You're trying to get us to trust us, and then you'll post another freaky granny.
And just like this.
Oh!
Blow us away.
Shit, I lured it. It's called the slow play.
This is the best one on me. You're going to love me for this.
Just, like, blow us away with some horrible words.
And she's 17.
That's almost legal.
Do you know what?
She doesn't do it for me.
She looks like my ex-girlfriend.
Wow.
Wait, let me just re-click.
Elena? She looks like my ex.
Come on, hurry up. Nah, not really.
Yeah.
She looks she looks like my brother's sister.
Look in the other picture.
Sorry, my brother's sister, my friend's sister. Yeah, I don't think so. I can't dig that shit. She looks a bit surprised.
All
like,
the time.
Like she just woke up or she saw a massive cock.
I just gotta warn you with this one I'm about to post.
Okay.
This one I'm pretty sure is actually a man.
Okay. Do I need a cigarette before I watch this?
Holy
you need a cigarette after.
That's a fella. Look at the pecs, it's on him.
Wait, let me just see that shit. Oh!
At least I warned you first.
Why do I find this crazy, arousing?
Because you're gay.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. No, she's not a fucking bloke.
Well, she used to be.
Close. Close enough.
Look at those shoulders, man.
Awesome.
That's a dude. It's a very pretty dude, but he's still a dude.
The Adam's apple's a dead giveaway.
You think so?
Yeah.
Wait.
That and the penis.
Wait.
I don't know.
No,
all I know is that one's got to be cheap.
I don't think so. I think she's a woman. She's Russian,
well,
for fuck's
okay.
sake, you know.
She is damn ugly, though.
They're built like tractors. Just look at their cars. She's built like a fucking, Yugo.
They build their cars, like, out of plywood, and they're women like rhinoceros.
Yeah.
You're gonna love me for this one. Well. No. Fucking photoshopped.
Doobie 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 doo.
Yeah, she's
what the fuck? She looks like Whoopi Goldberg.
Except white. Except white.
Oh, nice. Beat this, fuckers.
Ooh, the second picture of this girl. Very.
Ah, for fuck's sake. I think these guys are going to be really surprised they're getting hit so much. A website from an unknown source. Just like
that's
direct links to all these. Oh, wow. This one's nice.
Who, Daria?
Wait, let's see your name. Move down, bitch.
She has a name?
Marina.
She's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
I know, this has been a good one as well, with Daria.
Yeah, Daria is a bit of a saucy one, isn't she? Mm. She looks like she's in the 10K mark.
Oh, I know what I'd like to eat, huh?
That's a tall glass of milk.
Yeah, she's a fucking...
Anyway, should we actually be talking about the show? Because
she definitely pees sitting down.
Wow.
We spent about half an hour talking about this.
How the hell did we get onto Russian brides, for fuck's sake?
Planet as usual.
I don't know, but I bet it was Planet's fault.
Yeah.
I'm beginning to think it was me. Yeah.
Looks
I think somebody mentioned an RU site and went with Russian brides. Here we are, 2 hours later.
Look at all these fucking links going up, and Matt is like, what the fuck?
I think we got a log.
Just look at all the logs of the IRC. It's just filled with all these links. I'm going to have to screenshot that motherfucker.
Oh, dear.
That's getting chopped down.
Just scroll back, yeah. Man, that's bad. That's a lot of Russian brides.
Yeah.
And mature sex films.
Freaky grannies.
Apparently there's rules to anal sex.
There's rules to anal sex?
10 rules of anal sex.
What are they?
I don't know. Anal intercourse is the least practiced form of anal sex. What?
What's that?
This is written by a guy with a fucking PhD.
Of
it's the most highly
anal
practiced,
stimulation, including intercourse, is not painful if done properly.
Just doing some Christmas shopping.
I don't think I read the rest. Fuck
yeah. I think this is like gonna be. If I ever become a millionaire, I'm gonna be fucking shopping for women. this year, I'll go for a brunette. Oh, this one's awesome, man. This last one.
I like this one. Can I get that in a blonde?
Yeah.
Blonde?
Oh, have you seen
that? Blonde.
Google Real Dolls or realdolls.com. You'll find out what I'm talking about, man. These are like customized, very realistic. Human-sized females.
Kind of
inflatable. Yeah, I saw a report on HBO about them.
And they're so fucking, I mean, they're ultra real, man.
And you would go from experience?
Yeah, definitely.
Bilal, don't forget your wife to be might be.
Is a real doll. She's just an expensive real doll with batteries. and a voice box.
Ooh.
I just want to say that I do not approve of the objectification of women. That being
said,
right?
I'm buying one of these.
I was going to say it was a cheap model, but, you know. But I don't want to get my ass kicked.
Dope. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, I want one of these. You
should have shown me this now. See, man, I don't see how, oh, never mind.
I've got my Christmas present figured out.
I wonder if you can get, yeah, you can get a real doll bloke, but it looks shit. Plus my, plus my dick's bigger than his, so it's like, what's the point? I guess you could have like
because you can't fuck yourself in the ass.
I guess you could like.
I honestly had it on the head though.
I mean, I guess you could like beat him up and stuff. I don't know. Oh, nice real doll.
I'm getting that.
Alright, I'll
God,
just.
That's freaky.
I'll shut the fuck up before I go to prison.
God, it looks like someone who's dead.
That's
been embalmed.
That's the good thing about it, man. Oh, sorry, wait.
You're so fast.
Fucking a corpse.
Wait, I'm talking out loud.
That look. This picture looks real. This looks real.
Let's have a look.
Doesn't that, it looks real.
Does that one come with a head?
Yes.
Awesome.
I don't think there's a head attached to that body.
No, there is. It's just you can move the head apparently.
You can take
it's
it off.
It's been rammed through the fucking head.
You can take the head off. It's not really needed.
Whoa.
Should we give one of these like, to try out?
Just like hair on top of the neck.
I like to streamline. I like to streamline my real dolls. So, you know, only the necessary thing is just the stump.
Yeah, look, you can get one of these and you can have a party.
Yeah. I take her arm
if
off.
If you got one, would you have to pay for a plane ticket?
I like to remove her arms, so...
Chardonnay for my lady.
Motherless bastard.
Ah, Scoby, your links are getting worse, man.
Take a look at my link that I posted. You like that one?
Let's have a look.
I think you should...
Oh, you bastard!
Oh my god. You freak.
Wait, go. go on the last one that I posted. It looks like he was having a wank and then he had a heart attack halfway through.
He's got exhausted. Taking a break.
This is how the police found him. Oh, God. Oh, no, I can't keep that on the screen. Oh, God. You should read out the URLs so future listeners can enjoy this.
Look at that last one I did. I think that's one of the better ones I found.
Have a look at yours. Oh, try and wash the filth out of my brain.
Yeah, it'll get the image of the dick out of your mind.
Big fake plastic cock.
This one looks like a tranny.
I have to go on it again. You can actually get a shemale, which I don't understand.
A shemale sex doll?
A shemale real doll, yeah.
Do you have to pay extra for tits and cock?
Yeah.
See, it's modular.
It's like you're too embarrassed to actually get a shemale prostitute.
Well, you start with a real doll, you work the way up.
Less of the disease, I guess. The best thing about it is you can actually customize your own doll. So I want a bit of this, I want a bit of that. And
I'd like two assholes and three cocks.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that last one looks real. Jenny. That's scary.
Oh, man. I think that's Roy looks weird. Not Roy, I mean... My real doll's called Roy.
Mine's Brian.
I like this one. This one's pretty awesome.
Is it Roy?
Roy!
Roy.
That's
scary. Roy's kind of real.
Roy's pretty hot.
Yeah.
But they look like dead bodies, though,
don't
they?
I do notice that slight bulge in the pants.
Yeah. You want mine?
No, Roy.
Phew.
This is like porn for necrophiliacs.
Oh, fuck.
Well, look at them. They look dead.
No, Blair's a necrophiliac.
I'm not a necrophiliac.
It's a gay.
Do you know what a necrophiliac is?
Yeah, the guy that fucks dead chicks.
But in your case, guys.
Who said anything about chicks?
Well, if you're into that kind of thing, I guess, you know, Jesus still loves you.
I'd like to think of you as a sadomasochistic necrophiliac with a penchant for bestiality. Would that be just beating a dead horse with a stick?
Beating a dead horse with his prick.
Oh, fuck off.
Ba-ba-dum-ching.
This is just going downhill. Very
How
fast.
Much did these cost?
20.
150 off the grand.
Fucking so much, man. It's unbelievable.
Didn't Howard Stern fuck one live on air?
I'm going to buy a pair of tits for $50.
Well, it's less expensive than a real woman.
Yeah. Oh, you can just buy the real doll pussy for $1,500.
What's that? In case you like wear one out, you got like a replacement part.
That's right.
I'm gonna need a new pussy.
Okay, good as new. I'll be right back. The dog has to go out, otherwise he's gonna piss on the floor.
All right.
All right, man.
What a sports.
Oh, they're not having real dolls that pee on you now, are they?
Check out last link.
Oh, Christ. That belongs in the Museum of Modern Art or something.
Take a look at this one.
Big.
Blow, this is definitely for you. This is definitely for you.
Is it?
Oh, you just fucking... You beat me to it, you bastard.
That's all I need.
Torso pick.
That's all I need, man. I'll use my imagination for the rest.
That's what pictures are for.
That's fucking awesome, man. It's like, you're really streamlining your processor right there, man. Your hardware is streamlined.
I don't even know where to begin.
Red glow cock. Wow. That's fucking pimping it, man. It's like mods for your case. It's got a penis coming out the side.
MTV, pimp my cock.
Oh, man.
Holy shit!
What?
These things cost $6,500 fucking dollars.
Yeah, man, no kidding.
International shipping and handling, $800.
Yeah. They
fuck yeah.
They fucking they ship them over in this human-sized box.
It's like a coffin.
Yes. Yeah, it's called a coffin.
This is for the necrophiliacs, mate.
It's actually a coffin.
People will be looking at their window and you're like, what the fuck?
For some reason it says, please deep freeze. Leave on the side for 20 minutes to thaw out.
Well, let's put it this way, right? This is a piece.
If it starts to smell, return to the factory.
Here's a piece of informational things for our listeners. If they're in IRC, this. If you can't afford a real doll, get this. I have a friend who swears by it.
Oh, flashlight. Yeah, yeah.
Not this
yeah.
thing again.
That's actually pretty fucking dangerous, man.
What type of ending did your friend get? Did he get the vagina or the arsehole or the nondescript slot?
I got the hamster ending.
The vagina.
He just went for the straight old vagina one.
Yeah.
Then he got the mouth. Then he got the butt.
He got on a beach. Made a whole woman.
With the wood and shit. He got splinters.
Then he went for the wonder wave.
Oh, I can't imagine anyone owning a fleshlight, let alone telling their mates about it.
No, I would. I mean, I'd be
would
like,
you?
Yeah,
he took it. He took any work with everybody
every night. Why?
I'd obviously.
You'd tell your friends.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I would do it as an enhancement to my sex life, just for a bit of a laugh, you know.
I have a funny story involving it, right? He told me that this is a true story, right?
Oh, don't tell me you licked it.
No. For sake, sick bastard.
He said, put your fingers in there, mate.
No. A week after he got it, right? He left it lying on the floor after he'd used it, but the only thing is he forgot to clean it out. And,
so you put your cock in it?
No. He forgot all about it and he went to work, right? And his mum picked it up wondering what the hell it was. She turned it upside down, she got stuff all over her hand.
Oh. That's just wrong. Even by my standards.
Yeah.
Which are pretty low.
Yeah, it's quite weird hearing Planet going, oh, that's just wrong.
I really have very few morals, but spunking on your mother's hand?
Yeah.
No. Don't.
He still slags her for it. This is when he was like 14, 15 or something when the first came out.
Oh, the fleshlight, yeah.
No, it was when he was 16, it was. And Ionix is back.
Another thing about these real dolls, I'm just looking at the site now.
Yeah.
Why do they dress them up?
Because it just makes them look more real.
It's called roleplay.
Yeah.
So you get this plastic woman.
Yeah.
You spend all the time dressing it up.
I mean, they feel really
and
real.
And then you take
its
clothes off, and you shag it.
Yeah.
God, I'm not as perverted as I thought.
No. What's happened, man?
I don't know. I've seen the light.
It's like you know, next time you go down to Marks and Spencer's, you look at those mannequins. You won't see them in the same light again.
Yes, I'd like that one. Oh, that outfit? No, I'd like the mannequin.
Yeah. I bet they've got a seedy life, you know, when all the lights go out and everybody leaves the store and the security guard leaves.
Oh, the movie, Mannequin.
Yeah.
Or if you prefer Real Science.
Real Science was better. The bird in that was hot.
Oh, sick.
What?
I just found a new feature of my little rifle here. If you it's got like the trigger, but if you push your finger forward from the trigger, it's got a quick eject, like a quick release for the clip.
Nice.
The clip just drops out. Awesome.
Are you sitting there with a rifle?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Bloody Americans.
Is it loaded?
This thing... No, it's not.
Come on.
I...
Go on, fire one off right live on air.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to shoot at?
I don't know, the ceiling or something. Out the window.
This freaking hard drive, if it craps out on me again.
I don't know, out of the window or something.
Shoot the neighbors.
Yeah, sure.
Shoot the neighbors.
I feel
cat.
Like getting arrested tonight. Well, attempted as that is, actually. Oh.
Shoot yourself.
Yeah, and since it was originally developed for the U.S. Air Force, the three digits of the serial number are U.S.
Shoot yourself. Shoot yourself. Like he's got to do it, you know?
Come on. Live on air.
Shoot yourself in the foot.
Ow.
Go on, dare you.
This is the Hacker Voice Radio presentation of improper firearm handling.
Come on, man. Do you know how many...
You know, if you could do that, we could...
We could get so many listeners, man.
That's not just that. We would sell it.
It'd be like,
Syndicator?
It'd be like fucking, Jackass, but only without the video.
With a lot more...
And a live rifle.
Wait, let me just pull up an audio of a rifle firing and I can scream. It'd be about the same.
You shouldn't have told us.
Yeah.
When I edit that out. Right. So, Ionix is going to kill yourself.
And, yeah, I mean, how much did that rifle cost?
Let's see. Let me grab the receipt. All in all, the rifle cost me $183.
Alright. And did you have
to... And, he included a box of ammunition for $1.
Wow. How nice of him.
Yeah. That was awful kind.
So, how many people
like,
okay,
so y'all set or you need some ammunition? I'm like, yes, sir, I need some ammunition. Long rifle, high velocity.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
So, did he ask you what you were going to shoot with that, or who? Or?
No. It's interesting, the process, actually. Because I had to go through a background check today.
What?
And there's like this 2-page form.
Yeah.
For the ATF to register the gun.
Right.
And, like, they ask you the most insane questions. Well, they're actually quite sane questions, but, I mean...
For insane people.
See, the thing is like, if you were trying to get this gun and you weren't going to pass the background check and you didn't qualify for it, like, one of them is, like, are you a fugitive from justice? Are you a convicted felon?
Yes.
No. I mean, yes. I mean, no.
Yes, maybe.
I plead the fifth.
Although, yeah. If you ever want to, like, check to see if there's any warrants out for your arrest or anything in the United States, an easy way is to try and buy a gun.
Define serial killer.
The one thing that I do have to say about it is it was kind of a disturbing experience.
Yeah.
Because the gun shop that I went to, the gentleman who runs the place, just assumes that anybody who would be purchasing a firearm has the same political views that he has.
Yeah.
Which in this case just simply weren't the case. the guy was like kind of crazy about guns, obviously, but he was also going on about how he pretty much hoped that those Red Cross workers that got kidnapped. He was pretty much saying that he pretty much hoped that they got beheaded.
Mm.
Just because that'd be some, you know, a couple less liberal.
You should die, you communist scum. Die.
Did you like that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you want another one?
Yeah, sure.
Fuck. That one was a bit close, sorry about that.
You shot me!
Fucking mosquito got away.
I don't know, man.
This guy
all like
excited
them.
About these beheadings and shit.
Yeah, he was, I think.
Was he?
He wanted there to be the beheadings of the aid workers
By the way,
I don't think you said why.
Well, you just wanted to get it over and done with.
No, just so there'd be less liberals.
Oh. Less liberals. Oh, wow.
Goddamn liberals.
What happened to that guy? You know,
he was bitching about the form. He's like, they're making it so difficult. I'm like, difficult? It's 2 pages. It took me like 3 minutes to fill out. The background check took all of like 2.5 minutes. I was like, I don't know what you're complaining about. You know, I mean, yeah, sure, it's not like the South where you can just walk in and walk out.
You should have called him an asshole and said, I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Yeah. Considering he's got, like, Uzis, M16s, AK-47s, all on the other side of the counter. I mean, in the time that it would take me to assemble the rifle, I'd be dead, like, 120 times over. But if you're interested in actually seeing what it is, let's see. Here we are. So, yeah, I just put the link on IRC.
Okay.
I got the top one in black.
Oh, so you can get different colors and stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
All
right,
and if
guys,
you scroll down, there's a picture of it being stored in the buttstock.
All right, we're heading... Yeah, that is a nice gun. Black Teflon finish.
Yes.
Cool.
If nothing sticks to Teflon, how does Teflon stick to the gun?
With love.
With love.
Alright, well, we're half an hour over time.
Okay.
So, let's... Can't hear a thing. Oh.
We lost him.
Yeah.
He's one of those Russian people.
It's because, fucking...
He's ordering a doll.
Jizzle's run out.
Aww.
What?
You sick bastard.
No.
The jizzle's all run out.
Google Talk's broken.
Google Talk's broken. Nothing you can do. He's going on with the Russian brides again.
Yeah. I hope this is a good one.
I told you. That's what he's doing. So he's so quiet. Oh, Planet, that's
fuck off.
Dirty bastard. I mean, like, click the same picture.
I'm not clicking on it. I don't trust. my faith in all of you. Just,
what?
Oh, wee bit of news. See, like, you're talking about the smoke and how dangerous it could be.
Yeah.
Well, Sky News is reporting that one of their presenters has told, the police has told her to wear a mask.
Oh, right, okay.
Hello.
So,
well, from all the bukake.
Bukake. No, but they're saying that...
You fucking cunt, Planet.
What?
No, but they're saying the black rain is dangerous.
It is dangerous, yeah, yeah, no shit, man.
Really? Black rain, yeah, that sounds harmless.
Yeah.
That's what they're calling it, black rain.
I swear,
rain.
I read that in the Bible somewhere.
Yeah, wasn't that like the 11th plague?
Yeah. And you shall rain down with petrol fumes and black rain.
This says when it rains small particles, it will get into lungs, will be the major problem.
Yeah.
This says, so yeah, there's got to be some major problems.
I think everybody should start smoking.
It'll protect you.
It'll balance it out.
You need a good coating of tar so the black rain doesn't kill you.
So it doesn't stick to your lungs.
The black rain of 2005.
I think the apocalypse is coming, you know. First the sky goes black, and then George Bush does something.
He declares war on the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emperor Bush.
Fuck it, we're just gonna take this, we're just gonna do it all in one fell swoop.
Yeah, see the
I don't have too much more time left in office, I wanna make sure I get to war with everybody I wanted to.
The prophecies are coming true.
You know, it's like, cause you said that, Blau, Sky News is reporting that it's apocalyptic.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
That's
You're
what I'm
right
saying,
with,
man. Do 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 do. It is apocalyptic.
This is, you know, the grey black smoke created the eerily apocalyptic backdrop of, to the iconic buildings and skylines of the capital.
And then you just see. Well. Yeah. So, welcome to the end of the world, listeners.
Brought to you by George W. Bush.
Yeah.
Your
we
tears.
Hope that you've enjoyed
I hope they can spend all the millions of dollars in hell.
Yeah, I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and hopefully catch you tomorrow, unless we are decapitated by the six horsemen of the apocalypse. Is it six?
There's
or
only four?
Four,
buddy.
Oh, four. Well, I just invented a few more, okay?
Or we have died.
Let's see,
from
we have death, plague,
pestilence.
Let's see. Bukkake.
Bukkake.
Then there's like low bandwidth.
Yeah, low bandwidth.
This Bukkake, the sixth horseman.
He's the worst one. Yeah. You don't want to get in his way.
Yeah. Right.
With your eyes open.
It'll get messy.
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
I'm going to say good evening, and
yes.
Belial, if you could do me a favor
and
turn the stream over to me, I think I'm going to do an episode of Ionix Radio.
I can indeed, with...
Ooh, Ionix Radio, what's this?
It's the Ionix Show.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's more popular than the Belial Show.
Yeah. It's like the Muppet Show, voice radio. Muppets.
Yeah. I should just hand over everything to Ionix.
No, don't do that. I don't have.
No, because that would mean the Americans really are taking over the world.
Yeah, true.
What was that?
Nothing. You didn't hear anything.
I heard something. It sounded derogatory.
What do you expect from a Scotsman?
Oh! I'll have you know that I fucking heard that.
Yeah, I'll let you know that I fucking did hear that.
Who just rifted?
What?
Did you just rift? Oh, burp, sorry.
Oh, yeah, I did, I guess. Right.
Beat that.
Impressive. Right. Good depth, excellent tone.
Did you shit yourself?
Yes.
It's the beginning of the end.
It's a bit warm.
You pooed your pants.
Anyway, I think we should close the show off before I
have
to sit down again.
Yeah, I need a piss.
And
come
it
on.
Goes all squidgy. So, yeah.
This has been like a double episode, pretty much.
Yeah.
About an hour of us looking at Russian brides.
Oh, it's going to be interesting listening back to this shit.
Yeah. We might want to edit this one before putting it up.
Oh, no.
Or the tons of links, no. The 30 minutes of links or so.
You can't edit history.
Yeah, you should post all the links. Like a text file.
Yeah.
With all the links next to the MP3.
And then
you
just
definitely
like,
should do that.
Time it.
That would make the radio interactive.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, just throw a text file up.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you were going to make like a flash file.
Yeah.
Timing the...
With like a picture of my face.
In various states of horror.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for listening to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio for Shizzle.
Yeah, nigga.
These nizzles have been...
Scooby!
Ionizzle?
Ionizzle? Skizzle?
Scoobizzle?
Skizzle?
Blizzle?
What was I again?
And
Blizzle?
Hey, dog, or something.
And I have been Bizzle.
Belizzle.
Goodbye!
Goodbye!
Bye!
Fanny grannies.